If you can feel what I am feeling, then the truth is just believing. You're my diamond girl.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to CatCast episode number 394. I am your host, Cheapy D, in New York, New York. And of course, as always, I am joined by Wombat. I was busy. I didn't think of anything. Sorry.
That's okay. It's okay. You had a long day. I believe you were on your feet all of it. So it makes sense.
Well, now that I got my standing desk, I'm on my feet a lot.
Okay. Well, that's good. Well, you have all your furniture.
Yes. Hi, Ship. How you doing?
Oh, yeah,
I'm
that guy.
Fine. I am sitting.
Me too.
Everybody had plenty of sitting today. Yeah, all our furniture finally came last week. And there was no, everything went fine with the move, except somewhere along the line, the screws for our dresser got lost. Like, half the screws for the dresser handles got lost. And you would think, well, that's not no big deal. You just go to Home Depot and, you know, bring them a screw.
Buy
and
screws.
They say, I need 15 of these. Just give me 15 of these, please. But of course, this is a Japanese dresser. So I bought screws and those screws were no good. I went back to get different screws and those screws are no good. So now I have to make a third trip to Home Depot to...
Why don't you take the handle with you so you know that they fit?
They need the drawer. They would need to have the whole drawer.
Oh, okay. It's not just the hand, because sometimes just the handle could do it.
No. The guys, I can tell, like, these guys, I mean, these movers were very nice and they were good. They did a great job. But it's like for them to have to, like, put together, you know, they have to put together everything and they don't know what this shit is. It's just like if somebody handed you, like, a bunch of piece of wood and said, okay, this is a bed. Now make this a bed with no instructions or anything. And they had to, and a lot of this stuff is, I mean, all of it is Japanese furniture, which I'm sure they don't see too often. So it took them a very long time to do everything, but they were very nice about it. And yeah,
did you tip them well enough for them to hand you the screws at the end?
I don't like what is. See, here's the one of the great.
Apparently not.
See, one of the great things about living in Japan that I miss already. People ask me, what do I miss about living in Japan? The tipping, not tipping anybody ever. It's pretty much awesome. You know, it's just one less thing to worry about, you know, whenever you do anything like movers. Like, what would you tip movers?
I don't know. I don't know how much it costs.
I don't either.
So I don't know how much you tip them.
I don't know how much it costs either.
Oh, that's right. It was paid for by the company. Oh, that's weird. Yeah, that makes it even harder. I mean, I would say enough to get lunch would be my...
I gave them... I'll tell you what I gave them. You can tell me.
I would give them much more than that.
No.
But, well, I'm just saying that would be my... But I don't know how long they were there.
They put together all his furniture.
They put together...
Yeah, so I guess you have to do lunch and dinner.
Two beds and...
It costs $79 for IKEA to assemble something, deliver it and assemble something at your house.
Right. Okay. I mean, I gave them $100 for...
That's acceptable.
For four... There were four of them.
So $25 each.
It's borderline.
That would be
borderline.
That would
I don't
be
want
like,
to be borderline. I Googled it.
It's borderline.
I Googled
okay.
it.
It's borderline.
It said that was...
No, I think it's acceptable.
Oh.
Yeah, it's not. That's not terrible. No one's going to...
Now I feel like a fucking cheap ass.
They totally
it's
have
not,
your screws.
It's a good tip. It's not a great tip.
Right. Oh,
sorry.
Shit, I didn't know. I thought that was a great
it's
tip.
Okay. No.
Shit.
I mean, it's good. It's. I'm sure they were happy with it.
Damn, I'm never going to see those screws again.
You're never going to see those movers again either. So who cares?
But that's true. Anyway, but yeah, so that's nice that we have all of our stuff and getting the office set up. But of course, like my back started hurting again for no apparent reason. And
are you stressed out?
Like, maybe I'm stressed out. I must be stressed
about
out.
What?
So it's very bad timing when all of your shit arrives and then your back goes completely out. So, but it's feeling better, getting stronger.
That's good.
So
now that your furniture's back, and how's the bed?
It's nice. It's nice to have a bed after 2 months to sleep in a real normal bed. And we added like the, what do you call that? Foam stuff that we bought mm-hmm. for the air mattress.
Mm-hmm.
We added that now to our bed. So we got like the combo going.
Yeah. I have that on my bed too. The little memory foam.
Yeah.
Me too.
Layer. Yeah, see? So if you don't have one and you're listening to the show, what the hell is your problem?
It's pretty nice. Although it's hot, I get
three,
a little sweaty.
Three out of three CatCast hosts recommend memory foam tops for your beds.
Yes. We had to cut ours, though, with scissors because it was a little too wide.
That's weird.
Well, we have this weird Japanese bed thing.
Maybe you should have tried turning it like, was it 90 degrees and then it would have worked.
Thanks. Thanks, Wombat. Before we got a pair of scissors to cut through.
I was waiting for the, oh no, we didn't try that.
Come on, Mrs. Chibi was involved. It's not, you know, she's not going to overlook something. I might overlook something like that. Mrs. Chibi is not going to.
Yes.
But I also went to a hockey game since we last spoke. Took Ty to his first hockey game, the Islanders Flyers game at Nassau Coliseum, and this is the last season, Wombat.
I know. I still can't believe you didn't call me to say that you were in Nassau County and see if I wanted to get together for lunch, but that's fine.
We didn't have time. We were on a very quick schedule, a short schedule. 1 o'clock game. You know, we wanted to get there for the warm-up, and we got there for the warm-up, and Ty got a practice puck from Kyle Oposo, number 21. He flipped it over the boards, and of course I caught it because I'm a mongoloid. But I could just watch, like, I watched the puck fly over the boards, and I looked around me, and I could see, like, there's no chance of anyone. And I had Ty in one hand on my shoulders, and just outstretched my giraffe arm and grabbed that shit right from everybody.
Maybe that's how you hurt your back.
No. No. That was fine. But, yeah, I don't know. It was fun. We had a good time. They scored a lot of goals, so there's a lot of goal horns going off. It was 7-4, I think, was the final score.
Wow, that's a high-scoring game.
So we got our money's worth. And, yeah, Ty had a great time. It was really fun. Except that the Flyers lost, like they always do, to the Islanders.
Now, the Islanders are surprisingly good this year. So
they are. They were very good.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, and they're moving to Brooklyn.
Yep. Yep.
What else we got here? People ask for an update on Ty's lunch situation, and the only update is that he says he likes eating the lunch, and he just wants to eat the school lunch now. He doesn't ask me for home lunch anymore. So it's a non-issue. And he said he eats it all. So unless he's lying to me.
It's possible. You know what they do at my daughter's school?
Beat them.
Whatever she doesn't finish, they put back in her lunch bag and she has to bring it home.
Wow. That's pretty good.
Not if you buy lunch, only if you pack a lunch.
I see.
So if Sabrina brings a sandwich to school and only eats half, the other half of that sandwich comes
home. There's no garbage can for the kids to throw it out.
I would have said, no, thank you. Just leave that at school.
Yeah, I don't have any, you know, it's not that often that I pick her up, although I did pick her up the day before the blizzard. But you open it up and I'm like, oh, okay, well, I see you didn't eat your orange. The oranges that you made us buy you that you haven't eaten.
Asshole.
Let's go sleep on the porch. But it's snowing. You should have thought of that before you asked for the oranges.
Right, I bet you she wanted an orange then.
Exactly.
All right. What else we got here?
Show feedback?
I guess so.
Or something else.
I don't know. I rented a zip car. That was kind of cool. To go to the
to get to the hockey game.
Have you ever done that before?
I've been in a zip car before, but I've never actually rented
one. What's a zip car?
A zip car is a rental car that you rent with an app instead of the normal way. And I don't know, I'm not entirely sold on that it's better than just renting a car like you would normally. The other difference is everything works with a card. So you open the doors of the car with a card. There's a reader on the windshield, you know, on the inside of the windshield, and you just hold it up to the glass on the outside, and it locks and unlocks the door. So you're supposed to leave the keys in the car. You're never supposed to take the keys out of the car. And, it was pretty easy. We got a nice app, but they have nicer cars, I think, than you would get at a rental. Like, you have the option.
They're meant for a short-term period. It's not meant for, 5 days. It's meant for,
A couple of hours or a day.
A couple of hours, yeah. Like, to go to a hockey game and go home.
Right. Yeah. So, and like the nicer car, you know, we rented an Audi A4, which is pretty nice.
That's super nice.
It was nice. And I always get nervous driving since I only drive, I don't drive very often. So I'm not always entirely sure that I still know how to drive, but I think the video games help a lot.
I
feel like I got a lot of more skills than these other drivers with the amount of hours that I put into Forza alone. Just the last four,
yeah,
the most
I don't
Forza
even,
game.
Yeah. Driving through Manhattan is never fun also.
Yeah. We weren't in Manhattan too much.
No, I would assume not.
But, yeah. So, yeah, how about some show feedback?
Sure. Kesmer has to say, Cheapy, you really should try slow cooking dinners. My wife makes them 2 or 3 times a week since we are both working and have a 2-year-old. You would be amazed at how good the food is. Dump all the ingredients in, set the time to start as many hours as it takes before you eat, and have a great dinner. We made crock pot lasagna even, and it was great. We are really lazy, and we are really lazy too, and still eat good.
Ooh, he read good. Yeah. You still eat
whatever.
Good.
still eat good.
Yeah, I don't know. It's too slow for me, I think. I need to cook fast.
No, that's the whole point. The whole point is that if you make your dinner at, you know, 8 a.m.
It sounds like a slop bucket. Like, you just pour everything into, like, a bucket and then, like, come back in 8 hours and then you have something that's
good. You just
good.
Don't know. I made pulled chicken and black bean chili on the day of the blizzard. It was so good.
But you had to know that you were going to want to eat it 8 hours later.
Well, I go to the supermarket on, this week we went to the supermarket on Saturday and bought food for the week. So yes, when I was in the supermarket, I said, oh, we should slow cook something this week. What do we want to get? So we got, you know,
oh
a can
gosh,
of.
Oh my gosh, this is boring.
I know. You slow cook something, you jerk. That's really where I'm going with this.
Right. Thanks. I'll try. I'll do my best.
Thank you. I'll send you a boatload of recipes.
One would be good. Send me one.
Okay. I'll send you one. B-Game2 has to say, so Wombat, you're collecting random Hot Wheels and watching bad TV, but as Shipwreck, why are you still playing Funk of Titans? Maybe it's because he's not collecting Hot Wheels or watching bad TV. Are you still playing Funk of Titans?
No. I beat that, and then I decided not to go for all the achievements right now.
I am still watching bad TV. But I did not buy any Hot Wheels this week. I bought a couple of Matchbox cars, but no Hot Wheels.
No Hot Wheels. You know, if you've looked at CAG today, you've seen that it's been updated, and there was a bug with the new site. One of the new features of CAG, which is not up right now, but it'll scan the posts of any deals that people post and pull the games out of them. So, like, if somebody types in, hey, you know, Evolve is $30 at Amazon, it'll know that you're talking about Evolve, and it'll suggest that it gets tagged with that. Anyway, no matter what game you put in there, it would come up as Hot Wheels. Mm-hmm. And it just, John called that the Wombat bug. You think it was, you
I like that. I like it.
That's fixed now. He's fixed the Wombat bug.
Boo. I mean, great.
Yeah. How about some Watch This Bitches?
Okay.
I watched the interview. Have you guys?
It's on Netflix now, isn't it?
That's why I watched it.
Yes. How is it?
I could not convince Mrs. Chibi to watch it if I had to pay for it. But because it was free, she couldn't resist. Because then I could say, you know, hey, if it sucks after 20 minutes, we'll just turn it off. And then refuse to turn it off no matter what she says. That's the key.
Mm.
But it was actually, I don't know, I laughed a lot. I thought it was pretty good. I mean, I would give it a 78.
That's pretty high.
78, yes. Yeah.
I want to watch it. I just haven't had the time to.
Yeah, it was.
I saw it was there, though, and then I showed my wife. I go, look, the interview's there. We should watch it. And she goes, I know you want to see it. That was her reaction.
She's like saying, moron, you moron. This is a movie for morons, so obviously you want to see it.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. It's actually, I'm not going to say that it's like an intelligent, super intelligent, heady film or anything, but there's some points made in the movie. Much like the movie Goon, you might think it's just a stupid, you know, gag movie, but there are some real points being made in there.
How about that new Mutant Ninja Turtles movie, Wombat? Is that the same
thing? I did watch that movie. Here's the thing. That movie's bad. Don't get me wrong. I'm not going to say it's a good movie.
Perfect.
But I didn't. Yes.
Why are you watching these bad movies?
I watched because I got it for free. I got a free copy of the new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie that came out over the summer. And I decided, you know what? I'm going to watch it.
How did you get a free copy?
PlayStation sent them to people over. I got an email from PlayStation Network saying, thank you for your purchases this year. Here's a movie on us.
Shit movie for you.
Yeah, pretty much.
Suck
your choices.
It
was like a choice between that, Anchorman 2, the new Transformers movie, and there was a fourth one. And I had already seen Anchorman 2, and I have no interest in Transformers, but I'm like, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, you know, maybe my kids would like it, was my thought.
Right.
Because it is, at heart, a kids movie.
Kind of.
Kind of, yeah. You know, it tries to be a kids movie.
It tries to market itself that way.
Your kids would probably like it.
They watched bits and pieces. But it was, you know, they like seeing the turtles. But the big problem with that movie, it's definitely too much. April O'Neil is a big problem with that movie.
It's Lindsay Lohan?
No, Megan Fox.
Megan Fox. The other one.
Interchangeable. It could have been a better movie. Right. I don't hate the way the turtles look. I'll say it. I don't hate the way they look.
I'll watch it when it comes to Netflix with Ty on a rainy day.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. I also saw the Godzilla movie that came out over the summer.
Is that really good? People seem to be pretty hyped up about it, but I have a hard time.
Yeah, that movie. Actually, I was disappointed in that movie.
Yeah,
how do I say this? I don't want to spoil anything.
Godzilla.
Yeah, did you see it?
No.
Shipwreck?
No. Why?
Oh.
No.
No. To put it simply, the basic complaint is there's not enough Godzilla.
There needs to be
that the complaint in every Godzilla movie?
Yeah, pretty much. There's not enough Godzilla, and there's not enough Godzilla for the wrong reasons, but if you guys haven't seen it, I don't want to say why. So there. I'll let you mull that one over.
Needs more women Godzilla monsters. Is Godzilla a woman? I don't even know.
Sometimes. Depends.
Doesn't matter. Who even cares? It's pretty asexual.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You never think about like Godzilla fucking anything.
Oh, I do.
Really?
But the dude who plays Quicksilver in the Avengers movie,
yeah,
he's in it.
The X-Men movie?
In the new Avengers movie, in Avengers 2.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's Quicksilver.
And the girl who plays Scarlet Witch in the new Avengers movie is also in the Godzilla movie. They're brother and sister in the Avengers, and they are husband and wife in Godzilla.
Why didn't they get the same guy from X-Men?
Because I think in this movie he's supposed to be a little older. It's a much different look. Yeah. He's not like a punk kid in whatever. Yeah.
Got it.
There you go.
So I got some Minecraft books in the mail.
Why?
I don't know. They sent them. Oh,
okay. Okay. Just that's a good reason.
They just show up. So I got two of them. I'm gonna read you a passage from one of your choosing. These are both unofficial novels.
Okay.
Oh, weird.
What age group is this for?
Probably adults. No, there we go. Ages 7 through 12 or ages 9+.
So everybody.
Well,
7 and up.
So Escape from the Overworld, that one's for ages 7 to 12.
Oh, I see. Okay. Got it.
And then Trouble in Zombie Town is 9+.
I would love these.
I would like to hear a little bit from Trouble in Zombie Town, please.
Okay. Let me just randomly open up to a page here. Okay. "Now talk," Game Knight said in a whisper. Crafter looked around the room, then moved to the far end of the tunnel, as far from the crafting chamber as possible. Game Knight stepped up next to his friend and looked down at him. "The Council of Crafter, they made a decision," Crafter said in a quiet, airy voice, his whisper barely audible. "A decision about what?" Game Knight asked. His voice became louder.
Crafting.
As his frustration
built. Crafting
on
this one.
Crafter looked up at him with scared eyes, then looked about the small room. "Sorry," Game Knight whispered. "What was the decision about?" "There has been trouble with zombies," Crafter continued.
Wow, that's emotional.
Did they have any Kraft macaroni and cheese?
But, yeah.
So they just throw the word Kraft in any different form. You know, just sprinkle it through your paragraph and you can write a Minecraft novel.
These things make a lot of money, I think.
Yeah, of course, because kids will see them on the shelf with their parents, and they go, "Oh, I want that." And then my parents are like, "Oh, shit, my kid wants to read a book. I'll buy him a book, even if it's Minecraft."
This particular author has written 7 books that are currently out and 9 that are, or 2 more that are forthcoming.
He's got he's in the zone. mind.
He's crafting books.
He's just gotta get all of this out of his mind and onto the page.
He's trying to get that money. He's trying to craft some money.
I'm sure he is. Oh, so yes, Trouble in Zombie Town by Mark Cheverton. Pick it up at a Target near you.
Nice.
New game releases.
Yes, there are some.
I know we have all been playing at least a little bit of Dying Light.
Yes, that is true.
The new
You two have played more than me. Speaking of Trouble in Zombie Town.
Mm-hmm. So this is... It's so weird. Like, basically, Techland, the developers of Dead Island.
Mm-hmm.
I guess they had a different vision. This is the reason that they've given, anyways, is that they had a different vision of where they wanted to go with Dead Island than... I just forgot
to publish
it. Deep Silver, yes. Then Deep Silver did. And so they parted ways, and Techland went off and made Dying Light while Deep Silver is off making the next Dead Island.
Hey, their vision couldn't have been that different.
I mean, this is less lighthearted, I guess. I don't know. It's
This game doesn't seem to have much of a sense of humor to it.
No, I think that's kind of where the difference may lie. Like, Dead Island, I don't know if it meant to have that much of a sense of humor or just the gameplay kind of, like, ended up being that way. But it definitely had that type of, I'm going to throw an electrical sword into this guy and then chop off a head, and everything was just kind of...
And Dying Light doesn't have that? I mean, Dying Light doesn't have, like, the stereotypical... You know, you can choose four characters. One of them's the black guy. One of them's the Asian woman. Doesn't have that.
Right.
But.
Right. It's just the games are so similar still, though. Like, there's.
Yeah, it's the same game.
The combat is similar. They took away Dead Island's option to use the thumbstick for an analog combat, which I always kind of liked.
Right.
But it's still hand-to-hand combat, and you still have, like, you run out of energy, so you have to wait and then swing again. I don't know, the mission structure is very similar. The zombies act is kind of similar.
I never played Dead Island. Does it have that same kind of emphasis on parkour?
No, that is That's the big difference. Okay, there is no parkour in Dead Island.
Just sprinting.
Because I don't know how I feel about that in Dying Light yet.
I think it works pretty well. It takes a little while to get used to, just because the controls are a little bit goofy. You have jumping on the R1 button. We're all playing on PS4. But the reason that has to be like that is because you have to be looking with the right analog stick at the same time you're jumping to be able to quickly parkour around.
Aim your jumps.
Yeah, right. If it was on like a face button, it wouldn't work as well. But I it took me a few times to get through that little course, the tutorial course on the parkour.
Yeah, I didn't like that. Wasn't fun for me. That was the problem. Like, I wasn't enjoying that.
Well, it's a little learning curve there for sure.
Yeah, I'm not saying that there isn't, and I'm not saying that maybe I will get used to it, but I didn't enjoy that, and it doesn't necessarily make me want to keep going.
There's a lot of game there too, apparently.
Yeah,
it's really long. So I don't know. I like what I've played so far, but there's no way I can tell you right now. There's no way I'm playing 40 hours of that. Isn't that about how long it is?
At least I think.
At least, right? So I was like, I just don't see that happening.
I like the skill tree. That looks like it's going to be fun to unlock all the different skills. Like at least I don't remember in Dead Island being able to grab enemies and throw them into stuff. So that's new. I think maybe the skill tree is where it's going to differ itself in the combat.
Right. I just unlocked the drop kick.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty good. I like drop kicking the zombies into spikes. it's pretty effective.
The game looks really nice too.
It does. On PS4, on PS4, as you said.
Yeah, and yeah. the sound is kind of spooky.
I like the soundtrack. The score. It doesn't really go with the zombie theme per se. It's like that 80s synth or 90s synth type music, but it's good. It should be in like a Blade Runner type game, I think, but that's okay. It's good. It works.
Well, it's kind of John Carpenter-esque.
Yeah.
Yeah. It fits. I just don't, like, there's part of me that I'm really enjoying Far Cry 4, so I don't know if I want to stop playing Far Cry 4 to play Dying Light, or do I want to keep playing Far Cry 4 when I've had enough of that?
Yeah, that's what,
then I'll pick up Dying Light again.
That's what you want to do.
I know, exactly. And I know that's what I want to do. And it's nothing against Dying Light, it's just that it's not the game I want to be playing.
Right.
How far are you into... That's a much different game than Far Cry.
How far are you into Far Cry?
I mean, not much further than... I think two story missions after we played together.
Oh, okay.
That went after we... Chibi and I did co-op, and we did a raid on a big temple. Like, there's the large bases that they say you should do co-op only. So I said, so we did one.
Right.
And it took us 45 minutes to do a 10-minute...
It was pretty hard.
It was pretty hard. And, you know, when we weren't communicating with each other... Yes, a fortress. When we weren't communicating with each other, it was very difficult. But once you started talking, I think it got a lot easier.
My wife had just come home, so it was difficult. Yeah. But speaking of difficult, we wound up just using... Couldn't get the chat working properly. Couldn't get, like, the mix right. So we just wound up using FaceTime.
Yep, on our phones. On our phones,
just the audio. And that works much better.
Yeah, it worked perfectly.
I don't hear the game in the background.
Nope.
Right, I just hear your voice. See, and I did again. Did the same thing with Ship when we played the Dying Light. Right? Didn't you think that worked fine?
Worked fine. We got disconnected one time.
But it works better than the regular chat on PlayStation Network and maybe even on Xbox.
You just have to have the person you're playing with's phone number.
Right. Well, yeah. Well, I think, you know, like the FaceTime and Skype and some of those other services use the high definition audio. And even Verizon, if you have like the new iPhones, they use the HD calling. It's, you know, it sounds really good. It sounds much better than a regular phone. It sounds better than Xbox One chat or PlayStation Network chat.
No, it worked very well. Yeah. And I also blew up two helicopters while laying down on the ground with that black and white throbbing screen, the you're about to die screen.
Oh, nice.
I blew up two helicopters, and I felt very proud of myself.
Yeah, Far Cry 4 is pretty good.
It is pretty good.
Have you flown a little
Chibi and I took some chocolates to a guy that needed chocolates in Dying Light.
Right, for his mom or something that didn't exist? I don't know. It was pretty weird.
I know that we killed about a dozen dudes. I blew up two helicopters. It's a good time.
I like flying those little helicopters in Far Cry. Yeah,
that's the best.
They're pretty much the best. I like looking down. I'm pretty sure, like, if I show that game to somebody for the first time and I work the camera properly, I could make them sick. Like, you know, it's like, you know, if you just look down to your feet, if they have any type of like fear of heights, I'm sure they will not feel good. But yeah, it's pretty cool. So yeah, so Dying Light, I'd say it's
speaking of Far Cry 4, Dying Light.
I would say, you know, I'll play more Dying Light, but I think I need to finish.
I like
Far Cry.
The atmosphere. I think it definitely has that Polish thing going for it.
Yeah, it does remind me a little bit of Metro 2033, especially with some of the conventions of the character. So, yes, I think I don't know if it's just because it's a European thing or if just because there are legitimate similarities.
I think it's both. I think there's something with that form of storytelling that they do and the way they interact with the non-playable characters, and something just about the setting is similar to Metro. Just the Not that it's in sewers and stuff, but I don't know, just the art style.
It's got that film grain effect running over everything. But
how about the speaker too? The speaker and the controller is fantastic.
Speaker and the controller is like the best invention ever. pretty much.
It is one of the better things about the PlayStation 4 that it has over the Xbox One. Because I also really like the speaker and the controller on any game that uses it. Any game that uses it, I'm like, yeah, that's cool.
And it always surprises me, like, the first time of the night that I play that game, like, ooh, speaker and the controller.
Yeah, I got so excited the first time when they
somebody on the walkie-talkie talked to me. In Sniper Elite 3, when you reload your sniper rifle.
Yeah.
It's cool.
It seems so obvious. How come...
Clicky-clicky with the flashlight on this one. I like that.
Yep.
Mm.
Yep. If they could just get a microphone in there, too, that didn't pick up the sound of your hands hitting the controllers, and you could use that for chat, be good to go.
I know the Wii did this, too. Like, people were telling me that the Wii...
Yes, the Wii had a...
The speaker in that thing was such crap. I remember every game that did that, it would be cutting out while it was talking to me.
No, this is fine. You can understand the people talking very clearly. I mean, they're delivering the missions to you via the speaker and the controller. So it's got to be clear. What else comes out this week?
On the PlayStations and the PC, Grim Fandango Remastered came out.
Yeah, I never played that game. Somehow.
I played some of it way back when it came out. I would like to play it again, so... I don't know. It just feels like probably going to be a PlayStation Plus game at some point.
Yeah. That's like guaranteed, basically. The only question is when. The summer.
I mean, it doesn't take that long.
it could be on PS. Yeah, I was going to say, it'll be on PS Plus soon enough, won't it?
I would assume so.
Yeah, I almost bought Rogue Legacy because you told me to. I'm glad I waited on that one.
That game's fantastic.
That game, I'll play that game on Tuesday.
Great. For the Wii U, Metroid Prime Trilogy came out. For right now on the eShop, it's only $9.99, which is a really good price for that.
You need the Wiimote and the Nunchuck, though. You can't use the Wii controller, right? The Wii U controller.
That's what I understand, yeah.
So, boo, I guess.
By the way, shout out to tech-gaming.com for including the Ouya on their new releases list.
Wow. I mean,
that's pretty honorable there.
That's pretty ballsy.
Oddworld Stranger's Wrath for the Ouya. $3.99 this week. Woo.
It's a good game.
Sure.
Let's see. What else came out? Grey Goo came out on Steam.
Yes.
Did you play any of that, Cheapy?
I believe I played it at E3. I installed it onto my computer, but I haven't had a chance to play it.
It seemed like it's a really good RTS. I'm just terrible at those games.
Yeah, you have to study.
I remember playing that. I remember playing that at E3 now.
Yeah, it's made by some veterans, some RTS veterans.
Some old Command & Conquer guys, I believe.
Yeah, it would seem very solid, but I don't want to study to play a game like that. So, I mean, if someone tells me that I don't have to study and I can be good at it, then let me know.
I got my ass handed to me playing that game at E3.
Right.
Yeah.
I think I beat you.
Yeah, you would be the hander of said ass.
And then he punched you in the face after, right?
Yeah, he physically punched me in the room. He said, "I beat you, smack." So, thanks a lot, Chip.
I remember our game got over really quickly compared to everybody else's.
Yeah, it's because I was terrible.
Yeah, you never played any.
We got done, and then do you want to play again?
He's never played any computer games, right?
Did
you ever have a computer in your life for gaming?
No.
At any point, no.
No.
Oh, you're so deprived.
I know. I lead a sad, sad life.
This may explain everything, actually, now that I think about it.
Yeah.
I don't know what.
Yeah.
I remember I was the goo, because the goo, you basically move your base around with you the whole time. And you can, like, you absorb stuff as you go along, and then you can split out into other goos.
I just use my old socks. Wait, what are we talking about?
I laughed at your joke, GB.
Thank you. I don't really do that anymore.
No?
Nah.
But you use tissues?
No, of course.
Like an adult.
Yeah. Socks are pretty gross.
Yeah, that is gross.
What else is coming out this week, Shep?
It's some game called Riptide.
Besides my goo. Oh!
That $5 for Xbox One, Riptide.
Yeah, what is Riptide GP2?
It's a boat racing game, I think. Arcade boat racing game.
That sounds reasonable.
Yeah. I might give that a shot. $5 is my, I'll give that a shot price.
Right, next gen price to move at $5. Yeah, I'd like to see more games. What is that? That's an indie game?
Yeah, I think that's a...
What's the XGS?
ID at Xbox or whatever.
What hook them on his list here? It says XGS. What does that mean?
Xbox.
Dying Light is also on XGS.
Xbox Game Service? I don't know. Think
that's what it's called.
Xbox Game System?
No. No. We'll have to find out. We'll get a tweet about
Xbox Game Store. Is that what it is?
No. Oh, maybe. Is that what it's called?
That Riptide game is also available on Android.
No. It's one of those.
I don't know if you want a game that's also available on Android.
Right.
Okay, I know this game. Yeah, I have it. I think I'm pretty sure I have this on my Amazon Fire.
Uh-oh.
You're not selling me on this.
No, that's what I'm doing that on purpose.
Anything else for new releases?
Does there have to be anything else for new releases?
I think we're good. That's enough new release. I mean, Dying Light is enough to get you through. And then
if
you get through that and you want to play Metroid Prime Trilogy again, go for that. If you get through that, then you're going to go get a Ouya. You're going to get Oddworld. And by that time, after you get through all of that, Grim Fandango Remastered will be free on PlayStation Plus.
There you go.
Does Target still have...
Oh, yeah.
Ouyas in stock?
Oh, yeah. Plenty? They still have them in stock. In stock and ready
like
to move.
How many Ouyas on a shelf at your Target?
Usually 6 per store.
Right.
Really? I don't think I've ever seen one in mine. I'll have to take a look.
There's something missing from this list.
I will admit that I haven't looked.
I think there's something missing from this list, actually.
What?
Isn't iDarb out today?
I think that's next week.
Yeah.
No, it's today.
No, I think if you search for it, you can find it right now.
Yeah, I saw on Twitter.
Is it free?
It's free
today.
Yeah, it's free. So check out iDarb. It's fun.
Games with gold.
Especially it's free, but it's fun anyway. Even if it wasn't free. What else? That's it. I think
that's it. There's a pretty good EA sale going on Games for Gold.
Is it the same?
Yeah, I noticed that. I saw some decent things there. I thought about it. I didn't get anything, but I thought about
NHL?
It. So that's...
Was NHL on there?
Yeah, $24, yeah. I think.
It was on PSN, that price. They had the same sale. I recommend it for $24. If they were really smart, they would make it like $10 and just hope to make it up on the Ultimate Team side. Or actually, if they're really smart, they should just release the Ultimate Team game for free. That's what one day they're going to do that. I bet this year, just a free download. You download the Ultimate Team part and make it up on people buying packs of cards. Brilliant.
I'm always tempted to buy the Titanfall season pass for $6.
Why?
I don't know why.
No,
don't
cheap.
Ask me why.
It's cheap. That's why.
Because it's cheap. I'm like, oh, I have that game, and the season pass is everything. And I'm like, I could have everything in that game for reasons that I don't understand.
Right. And never play it. CAG news. As I mentioned earlier, the new update on CAG is live. The most notable thing about the update is that now Super Programmer John can fix things on the live servers without crashing the site, which is a problem with the old version of the site. So there'll be a lot of change. I know there's a lot of stuff that's kind of messed up right now, but everything will be fixed much quicker than usual than you've expected in the past. Because now the site doesn't crash every time he fixes something. Ta-da.
When can we get Deadpool back on the front page?
Somebody asked for him via Twitter.
Shipwreck.
No, somebody else did. We need a new Deadpool game to come out. So never. Well, with a movie, maybe.
Yeah, there may be one.
So it could happen.
On iOS devices.
All right. Shipwreck will review it, I'm sure. How about some multi-platforming Wombat's news and stuff? Wombat.
Sure. So we're going to talk about this, the big rumor that Joystick may no longer be with us, which is very sad news.
I did read that. I did think it was sad as well. Yeah, I guess, you know, how come AOL can't figure out what to do with them?
Well.
What's the reason? Rob, why don't you explain it? Wombat's in the business. Of course, we have a lot of friends at Joystick, and we love Joystick, but
Do you want to know the hard truth?
You want to know the cold hard truth? I love joystick, and I can honestly say that a lot of CAG's success has stemmed from the fact that in the early days, joystick would link to CAG all the time. All the time, and that really helped bring our traffic up. These days, you know, we don't get linked to very much anymore, but back when CAG was really getting started, it was, you know, totally instrumental. And, you know, we had a lot, you know, I've met a lot of those guys and they're really nice guys.
They were always one of the nicer sites to deal with.
They yes, good very, very much there. So. Always good people.
No attitude.
Mm-mm.
No tude, always as they fun. Say in the biz. So what's the cold hard truth, Wombat? I'm very curious.
I read this on Ad Age, AOL is reporting that currently 40% of their advertising is coming from a type of advertising called programmatic advertising. And programmatic advertising basically, you know, in simple terms means there are no human beings involved in the purchasing of advertising.
It's like Google Ads.
It's a step up from that because you at least get to choose what you're buying, in the sense that if you wanted to buy sites on the AOL network, you could go in and just choose what sites on the AOL network as opposed to a ad network buy where you really don't know what sites you're going on.
Right. But even with Google Ads, I could choose what sites I'm going on.
Yes. It's a little more fun.
But you make a little more, maybe make a little more money than...
Yeah, exactly. Make significantly more, but it's not. And what's more important is if they're getting 40% of their revenue this way, is they're doing it without the help of a sales team, and they're supposedly the article that I read said they may be letting go of, well, a large percentage of their sales staff because they don't need them anymore because robots are doing all the buying and selling.
Sure. I mean, advertising is crazy these days. You know how it is. You search for something on Google, and then now all your, you know, I search for plane tickets to Florida, and now all your ads when you browse are about plane tickets to Florida or hotels in Florida.
Part of that also is if they're cutting overhead and they don't need that type of sales staff, they could also see, you know, what sites are driving the programmatic advertising. And if Joystick is one of the sites that isn't driving programmatic, they may say, well, it's not worth the overhead of the edit team and the sales staff to try to sell to this site where we could probably just leave it as is. And even though on paper it won't be as much an ad revenue. Let's say the ad revenue that they start bringing in doing nothing is $5,000. I'm making these numbers up. They're just... Right, they don't mean anything. Yeah. So let's say the ad revenue by doing nothing we get is $5,000 with no revenue or $25,000 with overhead. The $5,000 may have more profit bottom line in it than that $25,000, which might be one of the reasons why they're getting rid of Joystick.
Because they really need a sales staff to sell, because the programmatic ads don't make enough money to cover their nut, and they would need a sales staff to try to do that, but then it would cost so much to have a sales staff, then it becomes risky and it's not really.
And then they have to create keep creating new content to entice the buyers of ads that the sales staff is trying to go sell to, and it's just paying for people and paying for lights and paying for articles and paying for coffee and all that stuff. And if you don't have to pay for that anymore and you can just get $5,000 in cash without having to spend $20,000 in overhead,
not on unupdated is what you're saying.
They'll probably update it, but probably not in the way that it's updated now.
You mean just keep like one or two people on or something? Or
yeah, I don't think I would be surprised if the site goes away completely, but it'll probably be there just for a bucket for programmatic advertising.
Gotcha.
So that someone who wants, so when an agency goes in, basically they have an interface and they check off the topics that they're looking for. And if one of those topics is video games, they have some place for AOL to run those ads.
Gotcha. All right. Well, hopefully none of this happens.
And it's cold, but, and again, it's just my opinion based off of reading articles on Ad Age. So, you know, it not necessarily what's going to happen, right. But. There you go.
Hopefully everything stays cool.
Mm-hmm.
What else we got here, Wombat?
Let's see. Elder Scrolls Online is getting rid of subscriptions. That happened before.
Yeah.
That happened early last week.
Right. So you still have to pay for the game. So it'll still be a $60 game on consoles, but no monthly fee.
Right. And you don't get access to everything. But I guess now it'll be more like a DLC model.
Why don't they just make the game much cheaper than that?
Well, you can still play, like, the DLC stuff, I think, is just, like, if you want super weapons and stuff like that.
Well, who doesn't want super weapons? I want super weapons.
Wow.
Nice toothpick.
I don't know. I mean, it's such a weird... They took a gamble on this. Like, it took them a long time to develop this, and it's such a weird game because it's... I don't know exactly who it's for. I don't know. I'm assuming this cost them a lot more to develop this than just another Elder Scrolls game.
Oh, it cost a fortune, I remember. The rumors were, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars.
Maybe the normal Elder Scrolls games just cost way too much to make for what they return. And they needed to go this model. I don't know.
And get with the hopes of getting a subscription.
Right.
Which has failed, obviously. So now they're just hoping it's already a lost cause, right? I mean, at this point.
Well, the console version just they didn't come out. They aren't out.
Still not out.
And the game's almost going to be a year old here sometime, right? I remember playing this quite a while ago.
There's really no chance that they can make their money back, right? So it's like. It's basically choosing the form of, like, you know, how they're going to die, basically. How are they going to lose? Are they going to lose by, you know, trying to get, you know, getting rid of the month, trying to keep the monthly fee, trying to lose the monthly fee, but still charge full price for the game and have a lot of DLC? Or could they just give away the game for free and hope that people buy a lot of DLC to go the real free-to-play route? I mean, they'll still lose because the amount of money they have to make up is just too vast. So it's kind of sad.
I do think that for the $60, there's $60 worth of content there.
But people don't want to play that game, I think. Wombat loves that shit, right? But the only way that he would possibly play that game is if it was free. I don't mean no monthly subscription. I mean, you download the game for free. And okay, if they have like some, you know, obviously they're going to have in-game purchases for all kinds of shit. But I think that's the only chance to get somebody like Wombat, a huge Elder Scrolls fan, to play that game, right?
I don't know. I mean,
think
knowing
Wombat's gonna buy this game.
You do?
I don't think I'm going to buy it at $60.
No, but you're going to buy it at $40.
I was thinking like 25 to 30. If there's enough content there, if there's 50 to 60 hours.
There's plenty of content.
Yeah, I don't have to worry about a monthly fee. I would give that.
The thing you have to worry about is you're going to have to play with other people.
Yeah, but then again, when this game comes out on June 9th, there may be absolutely nothing else going on. It was a pretty quiet summer.
Comes out
last summer.
That's around when E3 usually is.
Yeah.
We need to start a betting pool about Wombat's purchase of this game. Like, what's the price and how far into the release does it happen? I don't know. He knows he's not gonna like that. It's not for him.
We'll see. I played a lot of Destiny and that game shouldn't be for me either.
Did you?
Yeah, I played like 50 hours of Destiny.
Jesus, I'm sorry. You're right.
Yeah.
All right, what else we got here?
Borderlands is coming. That happened since our last episode as well.
There's a lot of bad news on this outline. Not the Borderlands thing.
The Borderlands news is good. $60.
Borderlands news is good
$400.
Or $400. One of the two. But you don't have to worry about spending the $400 anymore, though, because that's all sold out.
Okay, good. Whew. I was very conflicted.
And it's kind of funny to me because as soon as I saw it, I'm like, that's not... Like, that's way too much money for what it is. They at least limited it to 5,000, so you know that there's a hard limit on it. But obviously, scalpers bought them all up within 15 minutes of them being online.
Right.
But there's just not the profit there Like, I think on average, they go for a little bit less than $650 on eBay right now.
It's because they're too expensive.
They're too expensive, and I don't know. There's a lot of Borderlands fans, but there's a lot of Borderlands stuff out there. Like, you don't have to go pay $400 for this.
Above market.
Right.
Price.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. All right, well, I'm
happy the games are coming, though.
Yeah.
I just don't
need $400. Yeah, and I'm surprised that it's Borderlands 2 and Borderlands prequel. So, and all the DLC
for
both games.
I kind of figured it would be that. Just because, I mean, I've played enough Borderlands 2 on PC to know that it looks fantastic. So I figured they would just port that over. But yeah, that's a lot of content. And you get to import your characters on, like, as long as it's on the same platform.
Oh, boo.
Xbox.
Does that mean I have to get this game on the Xbox One then?
If you want to import your characters.
If the character that I don't remember playing as? Yeah.
What else we got here? Oh, the other depressing news on the outline was what's that? The Robotoki? I don't know. How do you say that, Wombat?
Robotoki. I think you're right.
So the guy from...
You're the one who lived in Tokyo.
Yeah, but this is just a made-up word.
I know, but it's, you know... I think it's supposed to allude to a Japanese-sounding game.
Some Japanese thing. So Robert Bowling, or Bowling or Bowling?
Bowling.
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 Like the sport, quote-unquote.
Yeah, not bowling, which I guess would be a sport for some.
So he left Activision and went to work to start his own game studio, right? Mm-hmm. And they were making a game, I think, for iOS. I'm not even sure what it was for, but anyway, they just announced that the studio was closing. And from the article, it said that he was funding the game himself. It was a self-funded game. Where did he get all the money to make a game? That's a lot of scratch, Wombat.
I don't know.
That's a lot of do-re-mi.
I don't know what to tell you.
I think they put out an iOS game. Like, that came out, and then Human Element was the thing that was on PC.
No, they didn't. They put out a game?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
You're not thinking of that other game. I think you're thinking of a different game.
Am I thinking of a different game?
Yeah, I think so. I'm pretty sure. Somebody Google that shit. Yeah, I think you're thinking of... I'm drawing a blank on the game, but I can picture it. I did the Kickstarter for it. The other one. But anyway, so I don't know. Yeah, so that's weird. It's there's a lot of bad news here.
They released Drop Squad 4 for iOS.
Oh, okay.
Last year.
Oh, I never even heard of that. No wonder why they're closing.
Maybe... Was there Drop Squad 1, 2, 3?
I don't know. That sounds suspect to me.
Breaking news. Suge Knight was involved in a car crash, and it looks as though it was fatal.
Oh, that's so sad.
Wait, it just says involved in fatal hit and run.
You don't know if it was him.
Yeah, different outlets are reporting two different things.
Wow, a lot of bad news on this show.
Yeah. It's all over it's like I keep getting pop-ups about it. I'm like, stop.
Pop-ups?
Yeah, you know, just on my Twitter. Just keeps bloop, 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 bloop. So.
What else?
You follow a lot of Suge Knight?
It's trending. I follow too many people is really the problem. I really need to clean up my Twitter.
I agree because the... stuff that makes its way from your Twitter feed into mine, just because I follow you, is stuff I don't care about.
You need to get off of the native Twitter app and get something else, and then you won't have these problems.
I was using Hootsuite for a long time, and then I started to... all of my replies weren't coming through, so I just went to the native site, which I know isn't the best, but it was still better. At least I was seeing everything. But yes, I know.
But
I'm
what
not
do you
a
use
fan
on your iPhone?
On my iPhone, I use Twitter.
Tweetbot.
Twitter,
you got to get Tweetbot.
I use both Tweetbot and the normal one because they don't... like, there's certain things that each one of them does that the other one...
No, but Tweetbot usually fixes it and adds that shit later. It just takes them a little bit. Like, when Twitter comes out with a new feature, it takes them a little bit to get that into the Tweetbot app. But it pretty much can do everything, I think. Then you don't have to worry about... you don't see ads. You don't see any of that shit.
So it appears that Chick Knight may still be alive.
Who gives a shit?
I don't know. The internet, obviously.
What else we got here?
The Club Nintendo is closing. Or
shit,
is it closed
more
already?
Bad news. What the hell?
Yeah, no more Club Nintendo.
Why is that? What's going on, Chip? Why'd they do that?
They're going to come out with something new in the future. I mean,
shouldn't they have the other thing that is going to be in the ready? Future ready to be announced when they close the other thing down?
No, because it's not going to be as good. I think what they've been going more and more just digital rewards with Club Nintendo, like giving away eShop games, that type of stuff.
Right. Much cheaper.
it's cheaper. Like, there haven't been really great like prizes to get on Club Nintendo for a while. They're apparently going to be adding some stuff in February. That way everybody can spend all their points. But I don't know. It was nice while it lasted. It started off really strong. I mean, I remember getting the Game & Watch DS games. That was nice. You get some soundtracks and stuff like that. But, all right. I mean, they're closing them all in all regions. So I think they just saw that it was something that was not making them money.
Right. Like, shit, nobody's buying the Wii U. What can we get rid of that costs us money? Oh, look at this Club Nintendo. We don't want to send out make pillows for people. That's not making us any money.
And they were having to stick paper codes in every box.
Right.
I'm sure somebody was reading my surveys that I was filling out, too.
You love filling out surveys.
Those are the worst. Those were the worst.
Shipwreck likes a good survey.
Ugh.
Even a bad survey.
Yeah. But I'm sure everyone was just filling things out. Like, they weren't even looking at what they were putting down there. Just A.
Oh, do you know how many Japanese Club Nintendo things I filled out like that? I mean, I literally didn't know what I was filling out.
Yeah.
I think there was some value in making people, like, go to the Nintendo site to do that, though. I just don't think they were putting enough, like, ads and stuff in your face while you were there.
Right.
I don't know, Amiibo.
Right. All right. What else we got?
You saw that they put out their financials,
yeah,
too. And surprise, surprise, they're down. but they also didn't mention anything, at least in the initial report, they didn't mention anything about Amiibo.
Why would that be?
It's Nintendo. I have no idea. I mean, obviously they're making money on them. Well, hopefully they're making money on the Amiibo.
Why would they not mention them? It sounds like it's a huge success, and they'd love to like tout their. I mean, they don't have that much to cheer about these days. You figure, you know, it can't all be good news in that report to investors. I mean, you think you'd bring up the Amiibos, the fact that people are lining up outside the store for the goddamn Amiibos.
And we don't know why. Yeah.
They are.
People are lining. The only reason why people are lining up to get Amiibos though is because they're not making enough.
Why can't they figure out how to make enough?
If they made enough Amiibos, people wouldn't be lining up for them. But maybe they would turn a profit on selling them to people who obviously want them.
You can make enough these days. In 2015, you can make enough consoles to meet your launch demand, which you couldn't do 10 years ago. How come you can't do that with action figures now? What's the problem? They're too cheap to like take the risk on making too many?
I think they're too cautious to go all in on something.
Too Japanese.
I mean, we've talked about it before. They should have been making these figures for years. As soon as Skylanders came out,
they're like, we should make Skylanders.
They should have been making Skylanders before Skylanders, if you want to be.
They're not that.
Somebody had to come up with the Skylanders idea and figure it all out.
And run it into the ground as soon as as quick as possible.
Sure.
It's not running to the ground quite yet, but
not quite yet. No. It's
getting there.
I don't know.
That's fine. I mean, all toys have a shelf life.
Why didn't they just exactly copy Skylanders? Why dick around with this Amiibo shit, right? Like, okay, it works in like two games or something.
Well, what would the game be? What would the game be? Should they make a game that's just like Skylanders, but you could switch off between like
a platformer? How awesome would that be?
It would be great. People would love that shit.
I'm asking the question. I don't know. It could be terrible though, because it could feel shoehorned and you know, unimaginative, because it's not really a Nintendo game. You know, you can't take New Super Mario Brothers and I guess you could have Donkey Kong.
Here's what you do. Here's what you do.
I think you can.
You take a room full of Japanese guys.
Mario Brothers.
Yes, you take a room full of Japanese guys. You bring them Skylanders and you bring them the Disney one, Infinity. Mm-hmm. See, you see this? Make this with Mario and his friends.
And his friends.
And all his friends. All those dudes that people were going to line up.
I want to see a Conky Dong. I want to see Princess Plum. I want to see Boy Zelda.
Everybody gets a figure. The Bullet Bill, he gets a figure. Everybody.
I
want to
see Sex Bob-omb in there.
Figure for everybody. You throw that in there and you're just printing money nonstop.
Mm-hmm.
They'll have to build levels onto Toy Store so that they can contain the special Nintendo Skylander section.
I want to see Barth.
It's not rocket science. It's like, it's going to work. They can make it work.
I think by the time they figure that out, though.
Then what? What happened?
I want to see Robo. I want to see Robotron in that game. I want everybody.
But Shipwreck here is exactly right. Like, they won't commit. So, like, okay, we like the Skylanders idea, but let's not make, like, a dedicated game for it. Let's just sort of, you know, crowbarred into a couple of games that we have out there. That
and way, not even the main modes of those games.
Right, just like a couple of little, like,
and you could only unlocks. Use one amiibo per game.
And then let's not make enough figures also, because we may have too many by accident.
But make super amounts of the common figures.
I don't know. It's so weird.
I'm almost out of the game. I'm almost out of the amiibo game, just because it's so frustrating to go to a store and just see all the same figures that were there the last time just sitting
there. Is Luigi easy to find yet?
Yes. There are 27 Luigis at my Target.
What if I wanted a Luigi?
You can get a Luigi. There's a second Luigi out that you can also get.
Now, is that Luigi also look like he's planking but in a vertical position?
No, this one, the second Luigi, has his hand on his hip in an impossible position.
I saw your tweet.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I did see that. I saw that picture as well. Yes, gotcha.
It's on his hip with the back side of his hand, like, flush with the side of his hip, and then his fingers curled up so that you can see the inside of his fist and his thumb pointing kind of not quite backwards, but more than backwards. Like, it's coming back around.
He's in mid-time warp position.
Yes, he's in mid-time warp. It looks very comfortable. Like, it took me a while to notice that, because I'm like, what? There's something odd about his stance here. And I was too busy looking at the finger that he was pointing up in the air at his hat, because I think that's what they were trying to get you to do.
Distract you.
Like, don't look at my other hand. Look at this one up here. I'm pointing at my hat.
Don't look at my other hand.
I'm too clever for that, though.
And ignore the fact that we forgot to make enough of these. Just look up. And we forgot to make the Skylanders game clone.
But we made two Bowsers that look almost identical.
I noticed that too. I'm like, I thought it's the different color bases. That's pretty much the only difference. One's red, one's black. Is that?
There's a slight, like, art style difference. Very slight.
Aren't there, like, why do they have to make more of the same guys? Don't they have, like, a million guys they can make? Like, is there,
because
like...
those are the Mario Party figures. The second ones are the
Mario Party.
Party,
yeah.
Boom. I don't know. I feel like they could be making
yes,
so much
in
more money.
Theory, though, you should be able to stick any amiibo on there and play that character in Mario Party, but it doesn't work that way. You can't stick Wii Fit Trainer on Mario Party and play Mario Party as a Wii Fit Trainer.
I don't know. Too frustrating to even think about.
My pit came today.
Sweet. All right, let's talk about Microsoft.
Hey, it's $350 again.
I just got an email from them reminding me
that it's $350 again.
Yes.
Well, yeah. Well, we said that. Mm-hmm. That's exactly what was going to happen. It wasn't. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it happened
Smart.
Right away.
Good for them.
Mm-hmm. While we on our off week that Microsoft Windows 10 conference happened, And they talked about how you'll be able to stream your Xbox One games to your PC so you could play at your PC. I don't know why you would possibly want to do that. but the hope is that they'll send it the other way so that you could play your PC games, you know, and stream them to your Xbox so you could play in your living room, which actually makes sense. People actually want to do that.
That is the direction that makes sense. That's the other direction makes no sense.
Right. The other direction is the direction that a big company who wants you to use their system develops. But yeah, the one that people actually want is in the other way. So there was that, and there was the goggles, the HoloLens. So Microsoft's got their Me Too virtual reality type thing. But it's a little different, right? You just see the little, you see the holograms over what you see in real life.
It's the augmented reality.
Augmented reality, right.
Goggles.
Something that's never going to go on a store shelf, right? This is not going to come out. This is not going to be a product, right? This is just like a concept of, look what we can do.
You remember when Microsoft Surface was a table?
Yes.
Remember Milo?
Yes. Yeah. These things aren't made to come out. These are things to show at a press conference.
It's neat that they're working on it. I don't know.
I know why you want to show it, because you're like, hey, look what we did. This is pretty cool, but how do you make that into a product that's going to wind up on a store shelf? That's the real question. And you can't really do that. I mean, the Kinect was actually like the only successful video game peripheral. But this isn't even a video game peripheral. What is this fucking thing? And who's going to spend like $500 for it?
You'd be surprised. Who's going to spend $500 for a virtual reality headset for the PlayStation 4?
No, but that's never coming out. Don't worry about that. That ain't coming out.
Okay, well, I just want to make sure
Sony has no problem putting out products that have no use.
Well, they did put out PlayStation TV. So, right. It might come out. I take it back. But I don't know. Why?
Because they can. Sony is the king of making a product because they can.
It's impossible
they're like the opposite of Nintendo in that regard.
They're not like, too cautious. They're just like,
too cautious at all.
Just make this fucking thing. Just put in a box. Put it out there. The commercials? I don't think we need to run any commercials, but just make it. You know, people want it, they'll buy it. So yeah, I think that the HoloLens is going to be like that as well. The other big news was that Sony has got Spotify coming to PS4 in March.
Is that big news? I don't know. I don't use Spotify.
That's
good
like
news.
It. Yeah, I like Spotify. I use it.
I don't.
Oh, you don't?
Well, whatever.
It's good.
I don't listen to music.
Yeah, I like Spotify. I listen to it.
It's probably not for you if you don't listen to music. But probably then Music Unlimited was probably not for you either. I don't know.
No. Okay. But that one had unlimited in the name. Is Spotify also unlimited?
Yes, if you pay.
Well, this is PlayStation Music featuring Spotify.
Well, the difference is that you can use this now in-game. You can like on the Xbox, old Xbox, where you could,
and this will work with your current Spotify account,
right? Mm-hmm. If you're a premium member, which is $10 a month, and you can get playlists or just listen to songs, you know, and take over the game sound. I think it just takes over. It works like the Xbox 360, right?
Where that's kind of what it sounded like. We'll see.
Because the Xbox One doesn't even do that anymore, right?
No.
Why they get rid of that? It's like the greatest thing. It's no speaker in the controller, but, you know, it's pretty cool. All right, what else we got here?
Near is dead.
Near is dead. No one figured out what it was.
Well, actually, they're killing off the Maps app on the Vita, which effectively kills Near as well.
Right, who needs a Maps app on?
And they're getting rid of the YouTube app on the Vita.
Right. They're getting rid of it?
Yeah.
But now where will I watch all those Let's Play videos for Vita games?
On your
everywhere.
The phone.
Everywhere.
What you actually have with you. Your phone is the answer.
What else we got here? I got Drive Club in the mail from Gamefly, but I've only played a little bit. Looks pretty cool so far. But I really missed the rewind button. And what else we got here? What the hell is this? I'm reading these weird comments that you guys put in here about the formatting. All right, any CAGBAG questions?
I played Black Guards 2 on PC.
What is that?
It's a turn-based strategy game. But it's the interesting thing about it is it's all hex-based, but the part that I'm at, I'm still, I guess, technically maybe in the tutorial. I don't know. I've played like 4 or 5 levels. But the maps have like little puzzle elements to them that you have to figure out as well. And there's like, there'll be like in between turns, there'll be like flames that shoot out of the ground in certain areas. And you can like kind of trick the AI into coming over to try to attack you, but they'll be standing on the flames type of thing.
Right, right.
It's pretty well done. I think it's either a high 70 or in the 80s on Metacritic currently.
Blackguard 2, huh?
Blackguards 2. Yeah.
Great name.
So I have not seen any Blackguards yet.
Okay, let me know.
They're spiders. I've fought a lot of spiders.
I've been playing a cool game on my phone.
Framed?
Yeah.
Me too.
How cool is that game?
It is decently cool.
It is decently cool. I don't know. It was free when I grabbed it. I don't know if it's still free.
I grabbed it when it was free, but I haven't played it.
It's fun. It's cool. It's basically, it's a puzzle game, and you're a guy who is framed, and the game kind of works. Think like a comic book panels. Like a page of a comic book, like say 6 to 8, or sometimes even.
Can you go into more detail?
Exactly. And your guy's trying to get from panel 1 to panel 6 or 8 or whatever it is. Now, the order of the panels isn't going to be correct. So it could be like the guy's running and the next panel will be a cop with a gun. So he'll get arrested right away. So you need to move the cop with a gun somewhere else and move another panel up there that's like him ducking behind a wall.
Gotcha.
And it's pretty cool.
It gets kind of difficulty or difficult.
It does get kind of difficult, but I enjoy it. So there you go.
That's cool. All right, that's Framed.
Framed iOS game. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to play that at some point.
You should.
I will.
It's a good toilet game.
I really am not happy with my toilet situation here, I gotta say.
Is it still too low, too high?
It's too low. The bowl is too small. I don't have an ass wash, and now that my back hurts, it makes it even worse because everything's.
Well, can't you get a new toilet seat that has an ass wash in
seat.
It?
Well, then
just get a whole new toilet.
I'm renting this apartment.
He's
though.
Renting. You don't get a new toilet when you rent. Yeah.
Why?
Because it's a lot of money.
And they would charge him to remove it.
Oh, they would let me keep it there, probably. They would like my new toilet. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know. I just got to get used to it. I got to suck it up and just not be completely satisfied with my shitting experience. It sucks because you want to, you know. You want to have like the home court, set up to your liking.
Is there like an American Tokyo Club around that maybe has a better toilet?
Where I could take a proper shit. You have to go to like those Japanese restaurants in the East Village to use their nice washlets. I don't know.
I just buy a toilet, dude. I know you're renting, but
that's too crazy.
Do they make like portable bidets? Is that a thing?
They do. Do you know they actually do? There's like a stick and you just like put it in there. I don't know how it works, but it's like a keychain or something.
I mean, you could get something like that.
But that's only half the problem. It's not even half the problem.
Well, you could get, we're doing a campaign for a company that I think is perfect for you. And I wish I was making this up, but I'm not. Just go to myshinyhiney.com.
Myshinyhiney? This must be it. Myshinyhiney. How do you spell hiney?
H-I-N-E-Y. It's shiny, S-H-I-N-E-Y. Hiney, H-I-N-E-Y. I know because I had to write an email about it today. So.
My shiny hiney. Keep rear ends clean. Wait, it's loading up. Oh, what? Oh, yeah. It's like a... Oh, it's playing music.
Oh, no. I can't hear it, so...
What? Bend over. Oh, wow. If you go to that site, there's a fake news report, and the anchor's name is Ben Dover. And he's got a British accent.
I think it's like $20, right?
What is, I couldn't even tell what it was going on. What was it? It was just like a
It cleaned your butt. It's a butt cleaner. It's not a bidet. It's like a stick.
Yeah, that's whatever. That's what the toilets do. It's the same thing. It's a stick.
I know. But that's $20.
I know, but how am I going to even get any? There's no room in the bowl for all this stuff. I take up the whole bowl. I can't like get anything in there.
I don't know. I'm just trying to help you.
I'm fucked.
I'm trying to be a friend.
How can I stop shitting? Is there any way I could just stop shitting altogether?
I mean, you could just stop eating.
I don't think that's going to work.
I don't know. I mean, you won't be with us for much longer, but you could just stop eating completely.
I'm just going to wait it out for a year.
You could just poop on the street.
I'm just going to be unhappy with my shitting for a year. I think that's what's going to happen.
I'm sorry.
It's all right. It's okay. I got my Easy Go Pro, but I don't know. It's a little too high. I think it's not meant to use on such a small toilet. So now like it's too high and my knees are too high. I don't know. It's not working out. Anyway, that's enough show for today, I think. I think we should wrap it up.
I think we should Easy Go
Pro. Oh, you should follow us on Twitter, GBD, New Wombat, and Shipwreck, and at Video Game Deals. And I think that's it. We will see you next week.
Bread's done.
You're gonna wear that sissy thing? It's called a life jacket. Yeah, well, I don't need one.
Prepare to come about.
Help! Help me!
Gotcha! I guess you know you should have worn a life jacket. Accidents can happen, and a life jacket's good protection.
Like seatbelts in a car.
Or a motorcycle helmet.
Now I know.
A knowing is half the battle.
The Transformers.